So Hazrat Hakim bin Hizam, radiyallahu anhu's expenditure in Allah Ta'ala's will. In Tabrani it's reported that Abu Hazim rahimahullah said that we've never heard of a man who spent and prepared people for Allah's way. Himlan fi sabilillah, arranging and sponsoring people to go in Allah's way more than Hakim bin Hizam. Let's remember his name. Hakim bin Hizam bin Khuwaylid. Does that name ring a bell? Bin Khuwaylid. Now we can remember Hazrat Khadija, the blessed wife of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was Khadija bint Khuwaylid. So this is a relative, a nephew of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha received a special gift also from Hazrat Hakim. Long before, even before the time of prophethood, the event of prophethood, Zayd bin Haritha was a gift purchased by Hakim bin Hizam, gifted to Hazrat Khadija. And Hazrat Khadija gifted Zayd to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hakim loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wasn't a Muslim in the early stages. But historically, he is one of the only people born in the Kaaba. His mother actually entered the Kaaba for a viewing with few other of her friends, and in that, she fell into labor. And Hakim was born, radiallahu anhu. Anyway, he always used to make shukr that Allah saved him in Badr, even though he was on the side of the non-Muslims. He could have died. Where the senior mushrikeen died, Allah saved him. وَالَّذِي نَجَّانِي يَوْمَ بَدْرٍ When he used to thank Allah. Allah, by Allah who saved me from dying as a non-Muslim on the day of Badr. But even though he was a non-Muslim, he loved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you'll find people like this in the world. One day he saw one beautiful garment in Yemen. He bought it. He said, I'm going to give this to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He comes to Medina. He brings this expensive garment to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Interestingly, in this report, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't take his gift, but he insisted, oh Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will look right in this. I brought this especially for you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, I'll buy it from you. Then there's another interesting bahth and report, whether one should take a gift from the mushrikeen and so forth. And it's something quite interesting. What should one analyze when taking a gift and so forth? Because it's sunnah in deen to give gifts. And sahaba would give gifts to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he used to also give back and be kind and so forth. But sometimes Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took from certain mushrikeen and sometimes he didn't. Like certain non-Muslims gifted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he wrote letters to them. He received a khuf from Najashi, but Najashi had embraced Islam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received a mule and received Maria Qibtiya from Muqawqis of Egypt, Alexandria. So like that. So we analyze, and our ulama mentioned this, that if accepting that gift would bring this non-Muslim closer to deen, then it's accepted. And if it might distance him, or he gives it arrogantly, in that case, rather not take it. And we learn the same thing from our elders in Jamaat. They say so beautifully, that somebody who's trying to feed the Jamaat, he just comes and leaves the food there. The Jamaat mustn't just pick it up and eat it as though they're beggars. No, we're not beggars. No. That person who gives the Jamaat believing that no, it's my need to feed Allah's people, and he cooks the food, and he prepares it, and he brings it, and he joins the Jamaat, then they'll accept that food. After that person who just leaves it by the door of the masjid like he's giving some beggars, you know, and then he goes away, the Jamaat don't touch that food. That person who wants to feed and he thinks he's doing Allah's deen a favor, the brothers would tell him, and this is what we learn from our elders, no brother, we didn't come here to eat your food, you join us. Alhamdulillah, we have. And this is such a beautiful usul. They even say when you're out in Gush and in the Jamaat, and you go to a person's store to give him dawah, first buy whatever you need and you pay for it, and then you take it. Don't tell him you're in Jamaat, as though we're forcing him now. Like we Molisabs might do sometimes, hey, tell the person we're Molana, this, that, this, that. Then we want to buy. Oh, like we in Jamaat, hey, we in Jamaat, this way, that way. Then we were enforcing it on a man that he must give us a better price just because we are out in Jamaat. Are we using Allah Ta'ala's deen to get a better price? No, that shouldn't be the case. You understand? So our elders say, first, buy whatever needs to be bought. After that, go meet the man and give him targhib. Come in, join us. How beautiful is this work? It's to keep us away from tamah and greed. Right. So Hazrat Hakim, he says, Abu Hazim says, there was never a man we heard of who would sponsor people to go in the way of Allah than Hakim. Because after that, he embraced Islam. Later, but he embraced Islam. And then he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a question. Oh, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've been very generous in my life as a non-Muslim. This is in Bukhari Sharif. And now I'm Muslim. Will Allah reward me for the good of my past? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Aslamta ala ma salafa laka min khair. The good of your past was the means through which Allah gave you hidayah. So sometimes you find good non-Muslims and we have hope that there are certain good things. Like Allah make it such. So many good Europeans today are standing up for our brothers of Palestine, the oppressed people. Non-Muslims are standing up. Allah is using them in the four corners of the world. They're seeing the truth and they're speaking out. Allah make it a means of their hidayah. And there is a proof. There's a beautiful mention in the hadith when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a city would be conquered by Banu Ishaq, Qawmun min Bani Ishaq. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. And one of the preferred meanings of this hadith, or one of the indications of this hadith, is Banu Ishaq is those who would embrace Islam. Like the Europeans who come into Islam. They will conquer the city because they'll have such iman. They will conquer the city with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. They'll just say La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. The city would give in. Alhamdulillah. Then another hadith in Sahih Muslim also states that the Muslims will be against the Romans. And then the Romans will say, give us our people. But the Muslims will argue, but those are not your people. They are seeing people of their skin fighting against them, and they're thinking these are those their people. But these are people who have embraced Islam. They were captives, but they saw the beauty of Islam, and alhamdulillah, they embraced Islam. Like it's so amazing, like our brothers in Gaza also, the way they're treating captives, the way they're treating the ill, using Quran Sharif as an anesthetic. The way they're treating non-Muslim captives with kindness, with character. And how the Israelis are treating Muslims when they are captives. What a contrast that Allah is now making available to the world to see the akhlaq of Islam. Alam ya'tikum nadir. That's why a non-Muslim, before he goes into hell, the malaika will say, you read it in Surah Mulk, isn't it? Didn't the message come to you? Didn't you see the truth? And after that, Quran brings the message of the bird. أَوَلَمْ يَرُوا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ. The warning came, but didn't you see the bird? That didn't show you Allah Ta'ala's greatness. How Allah is making that bird fly. So man has to think of Allah's greatness. So Allah gave Hazrat Hakim Hidayah. And then, subhanallah, he spent his life serving Allah, striving for Allah. And he was a prominent businessman who had his priorities straight because, subhanallah, he used to get people ready. And he was an old man. But he used his wealth for Allah. Old man, but serving for Allah. Even one day, he was given an offer to buy Darun Nadwa. Have you heard of the famous Darun Nadwa? Who knows Darun Nadwa? Darun Nadwa is the parliament of Quraysh. What? The parliament of Quraysh. After Fath Makkah and all of that, Quraysh's honors were no more an honorable place. Hakim bin Hizam purchased it. So someone, he was given an offer to buy it. So then he said, no, I give it in Allah Ta'ala's way. Because others came to him and says that you're selling it. This is the sharaf of Quraysh. You're selling it for 100,000 dirham or 60,000 dirham, two reports. He says, what is that? What's the honor of this place? Now the only honor is taqwa. He says, even this too, I want to sell it to Allah. I want to give it for Allah. I don't even want to sell it for that price. He says, I bought it from a man who sold it to me in a drunken state. I bought it for a barrel of wine. Because even in Jahiliyyah, he owned it. He says, what's the value of something that you can buy for a barrel of wine? And Allah Ta'ala gave him hidayat. One of the long living sahaba, radiallahu anhu. So two Bedouins came to Medina Munawwara asking, who can help us? We want to go in the path of Allah. May yahmilu fi sabilillah. So they showed him, oh, this is so-and-so. He came, they came, they saw, oh, this man. They followed him. They came to him, they say, Hazrat, can you help us? He says, no problem, I'm coming, wait for me. He came out. He was wearing one shibak, a simple, thick, coarse kurta. Shibak is a thick garment. Arba'atu dirahim, not even expensive. He lived simple. Even though he was a taik, he was well-to-do. But he used to wear simple garments. And he had his stick, and he's an old man, and he's walking, and he had his two ghulaman, two servant slaves, walking with him. And if he passed something on the road that had value, and people discarded it, some cloth, some tattered material, kunasa, kumama, whatever, dirt also. If something was messed, dirty, he'll take it, he'll clean it, he'll use it. He'll use it as a padding for a saddle. Meaning he didn't want to waste things. People discarded it, take it, why waste it? So these two are going behind him because they told he's going to help them go in the path of Allah. They thinking to each other, hey, unju bina, hey, we're wasting our time with this old man who's picking up rags like a beggar himself. Hey, let's get ourselves rid of this man. Unju bina, let's get away from this man. By Allah, this man illa laqatul qasha. He's only picking up tattered and torn material. Laqatul qasha. So the one friend is saying to the other, wait man, don't judge a book by its cover. Meaning, don't just judge him so quickly. لا تعجل حتى ننظر. And they followed him to the bazaar. And then he saw two prominent, well-sized, healthy camels. Khalifatain and Saminatain and Jalilatain. Prominent, you know, lovely camels. And Khalifa of a camel is even a pregnant camel. So prominent, expensive camels. He purchased the two. And he purchased goods to go with the camels for someone going in Allah's way. Then he said to his servants, come fix this, take this, bring all the stuff. And then he gets them, he takes them to a place and he gets them ready. He arranges the conveyances, arranges whatever they needed in the way of Allah. And he says, now you go. The both of them were so appreciative to the old man, Hazrat Hakim radiallahu anhu. They said, by Allah, they're telling each other, we've never seen a man so simple. مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنْ لَاقِتِ قَشْعٍ خَيْرًا مِنَ الْيَوْمِ. I've never seen something like this today. A man who could pick up, he wasn't shy to pick up a tattered cloth that was wasted. He didn't worry what people have to say. Why must I waste? I can use it for something. And how he got them ready without even asking for anything in return. Just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, not even knowing them. This was the wise Hazrat Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he was selling that Darun Nadwa, he says, no, I'm not going to sell it. I'm going to give it in the path of Allah. He says, then what's a loss? It's not a loss. It's a gain. Because you got something valuable, the more the value of something, if you give it in Allah's way, now it's valuable. Its value is the optimum. Now its value reaches its ultimate. Because you gave it for Allah. What you gave for Allah, you're going to get back. But if you sold it in the world, whatever you get back in the world, that's just yours for a short period of time. Something else interesting about Hazrat Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu anhu. He lived very long. He lived 120 years radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanallah. That's why we have so much of hope in different people. And there's so much we can learn. Never to judge a person. Quick we are to judge people. Hammazin masha'in binamim. Looking at people's faults. This one is like this. That one is like that. Carrying tails. Meeting people. Only thing we got to talk is bad about people. No. Let's learn the good in each other and talk good about each other behind their back. Why must we wait for a man to pass away, then to look in the good of his life? Why should we have such a diseased attitude, like a fly? You know the fly? Everybody's wounds it sits on. Sitting on the wound, taking the filth and the germs. But you saw the honeybee, how beautiful. It sits on the pollen and takes out goodness. So don't be like that fly that carries germs everywhere, just flying around, picking up, sitting on people's wounds and harping on people's faults. Look at our own souls, brother. Look in the good of others. And ask Allah Ta'ala to give us that good. There's a beautiful hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And interestingly, it's also a statement of Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salaam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ma li ahadikum." Why is it that one would find a splinter in another man's eye, but you won't see a whole tree trunk in your own? "Ma li ahadikum yara al-qadhata fi 'ayni akhi wa la yara al-jidha fi 'ayni." Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.